I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. What's your mental picture of the church in China? New guidelines from the Chinese Communist Party this month pile restrictions on how clergy can use internet platforms to preach and teach. Yet don't think of these Christians as being in retreat. Joe Hanley with A3 explains that years ago, one Chinese pastor said,
"We grew up in an era where our churches went from underground to overground and back underground. We know how to pivot on the fly."
Reframe your vision of the Chinese church this way.
No matter what thing comes their direction, they're resilient.
That perseverance comes from God, so please pray. Ask for God's grace upon future leaders who may not have experienced faith under pressure like their parents and grandparents have. And radicalized terrorists are some of the hardest to reach for Christ, but an incarcerated extremist becomes a captive audience for the gospel, literally. Greg Von Tobel, president of Prisoners for Christ, says,
"When we talk about third world prisons, there's a lot of terrorist groups that have found themselves in prison. What better opportunity to share the love of Christ with some of the hardest of hearts that are bent on evil and having them come to know the Lord, getting released, and going back to their communities and sharing the love of Christ."
PFC helps believers behind bars start churches in third world country prisons. For terrorists, prison church is often the first place they hear the gospel. Pray for extremists in prison to turn to Christ. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Trans World Radio is giving away a free book called Making Waves. It's packed with powerful stories of transformed lives, unforgettable ministry moments, and clear evidence of God's fingerprints at work. You can get your copy free. Click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.